Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Ban on small hydropower plants in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Victory for local communities and social movements defending rivers and people's right to water. On June 23, 2020, the Parliament of the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina voted a complete ban on the construction of small hydropower plants in the territory. In practical terms, this means immediate suspension of all new hydro projects and a chance to turn the tables on the exploitation of rivers and water across this Balkan state. The conclusion represents a great victory for river-dependent communities and environmental associations who have been campaigning to protect rivers and people's right to water for many years. Real World Radio spoke to Red Siv Skomorovac from Friends of the Earth Bosnia and Herzegovina, known locally as the Center for the Environment.
In practical terms, that actually means that any future or new initiative for small hydropower investments on territory of Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina is suspended at least in a period of 3 months. So every river and creek should be safe in this period. But considering that our government is fairly slow in everything, I guess the spirit will be much longer, so it's a major event for us.
And, Dredsiv, how did this happen? I mean, was it an initiative of the government? Was it something that the organizations and movements in Bosnia and Herzegovina pushed for? How did this happen exactly?
Actually, it was both. The initiative came from the nationalist leader party in the federation, which is SDA. They caused all of these issues, actually, but now after the pressure from the local communities and the coalition of the protection of rivers in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is a coalition of large numbers of NGOs in Bosnia, they actually proposed this conclusion and it has been voted in favor. Now we also have to have it in form of decision, but anyways, this conclusion itself put immediate halt on any hydropower. So yeah, I mean, it came from the people from the local communities and the NGOs because they adopted and signed this declaration of protection of rivers for Western Balkans in Sarajevo in November 2019. So it actually didn't happen by itself, of course. It was a huge, I mean, a movement in the background.
And Redziv, why the social organizations in Bosnia are worried with this issue of the small hydropower plants? What is the situation regarding this kind of plants and the use of the water in your country?
Well, they are concerned because nobody actually asks them to give any consent in process of granting the concessions for rivers. This basically means that we had also the situation when the local communities, local people, which will be majorly impacted by the small hydropower, they found out about the projects only when the machinery is on the site, which is unacceptable. So this is something that government now needs to change. They should come up with an official proposal for amendments and the changing of the hydropower-related legislation. And we as NGOs, we will help them actually there, and we will demand an active role, not only advisory, but actually an active role in this whole process, because we have the people with us.
Okay, Redziv, you said before, and we have read in your news, that there is conclusion by the House of Representatives of the Parliament of the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina gives now to the government a period of 3 months to analyze and propose changes in the legislation that will enable the implementation of this ban in practice. So what are the expectations? Is it going to happen really? I can read from your words that you are really quite optimistic about that. And how do you keep working on that?
Well, I'm kind of optimistic, yes, because we see this as a huge window of opportunity for all of us. So next steps will be actually to help the government to achieve this task, this goal. Actually, it's a huge task. I mean, in Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, just to put it in more bigger picture for your listeners, we have like 10 cantons, and all of them can grant concessions for rivers and small hydropower, which is totally confusing sometimes. So gathering all of the information will be problematic, but as I said, we will do anything that is necessary to push actually the government and to help them to achieve this goal. And after the proposal of the amendments, actually the next process is starting, and that will take time, but still this is very positive for now.
Okay, Redziv, the last thing from me that I would like to consult you is about the common citizen facing in the country. I can see that this is something that was pushed by the organizations, etc. We see, or I can read from what you say, that there are people worried, people probably which lives in the countryside, close to these areas, etc. But how does the common citizen in the country see this political challenge, everything which is happening about the small hydropower plants? I mean, the people is worried about that. How are they seeing this moment?
The listeners also need to know that in Bosnia we have general election in 3 months, which is interesting because the ban in Federation is also for 3 months, so it's a bit strange, but nevertheless, the people, although they are concerned because they think it's only a political game, they are also actually positive because we are shedding light on their struggles for years now, and finally they get knowledge, and there will be a huge push in their back to protect actually their rivers even more now.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.